Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have gradually clearing skies around 30. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper teens. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, mid-40s, with wind gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow night, we'll have clear skies in the upper 20s. As we head into Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, 56, and Sunday, mostly cloudy, with rain likely. Right now, it's 12.
Mid-American at Work News. Good Thursday. A former Fredonia city administrator has been sentenced to 90 months in federal prison for child pornography, according to U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister. Cake TV reports 40-year-old Michael P. Ort of Fredonia pleaded guilty to one count of transporting child pornography. In his plea, he admitted to using his Yahoo email account to establish a Dropbox storage account and then uploading videos of child pornography. The KBI is saying that a preliminary autopsy indicates a retired Junction City police officer turned civilian employee died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound earlier this week. The KBI and Junction City PD identified the police department employee and retired officer who died Tuesday morning in the department parking lot as 55-year-old Mark Roberts. He had worked as a civilian for the Junction City Police Department since his retirement. I'm Rick Averett with Thursday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Eck Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Eck. Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyEckFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Eck Ford today at 316-785-9211.
The state of Kansas is suing the victims and other parties involved in a fatal crash on Interstate 4435 2 years ago. In February of 2018, a truck hit a van on the interstate in Leawood, killing two sisters and injuring three family members. On Tuesday of this week, the state sued the parents of the children, the truck driver, and the owners of the truck and a trailer involved in the crash. The state is seeking to recover $116,832 to repair a highway barrier damaged during that crash. The Kansas City Star reports that it's not unusual for governments to file claims for damages and costs after traffic crashes. And the Boy Scouts of America facing an uncertain future after filing for bankruptcy to deal with a mountain of sex abuse lawsuits. Some former scouts are worried about the damage to the Boy Scouts' wholesome reputation. The organization hopes to set up a victims compensation fund for potentially thousands of men who were molested as youngsters. Mid-America Network News.
As a stockman, you know how reassuring it is to have the right insurance coverage for your livestock when a catastrophe happens. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can customize your protection to provide the best solution for your operation. In case of lightning, fire, collision, and even theft, Blue Valley Insurance can protect you from a crippling financial loss. Contact any of our agents at Blue Valley Insurance at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The latest attempt to lower property taxes in Nebraska faces an uncertain future as lawmakers squabble over whether it would hurt K through 12 public schools that rely heavily on the revenue. Lawmakers debated the measure for nearly 3 hours yesterday but failed to reach a vote before they adjourned for the day. A leading supporter, Senator Luann Linehan of Omaha, says she believes the state has enough votes to pass the complex bill, but cautioned that lawmakers need more time to discuss and understand everything the bill does. A loaded handgun was detected by an X-ray machine at the Grand Island Airport. Transportation Security Administration officers spotted the 9mm semi-automatic Tuesday as the man's carry-on bag traversed a security checkpoint station. A federal news release says a bullet was in the chamber. The Ogallala resident who owns the gun told officers he'd forgotten that he had the gun with him. Rick Everett with your Thursday Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Tim's back here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A rural revitalization conference focusing on rural entrepreneurship will be offered in Leonardville, Kansas, Wednesday, February 26th. The governor's Rural Prosperity Initiative will be discussed, along with USDA Rural Development Grant and Loan Opportunities, developing a business plan, challenges in starting a business, beginning a new career, building a business, and striking out on your own. This Rural Entrepreneurship Revitalization Conference is open to the public. Advance registration is due through the Riley County Extension Office by Monday, February 24th. The conference runs all day Wednesday, February 26th in Leonardville. U.S. Department of Agriculture reminds producers interested in the Conservation Reserve Program, general sign-up to enroll is February 28th. This sign-up is available to farmers and private landowners either enrolling for the first time or re-enrolling for another 10 or 15-year term. This is the first opportunity for general sign-up since 2016. Farmers and ranchers who enroll in CRP receive yearly rental payments for voluntarily establishing long-term, resource-conserving plant species, such as approved grasses or trees known as covers, which can control soil erosion, improve water quality, and develop wildlife habitat on marginally productive agricultural lands. The program is available. CRP continuous sign-up is ongoing, which enables producers to enroll for certain practices. For additional details, contact the U.S. Department of Agriculture and your Farm Service Agency office. The Kansas Forest Service offers low-cost tree and shrub seedlings for use in conservation plantings. Plants are 1 to 2 years old. Sizes vary from 5 to 18 inches, depending on species. Orders are accepted now through the first full week in May each year, but in order to ensure receiving the items you want, place orders now. All items are sold in units, which consist of 25 plants. For additional details, contact Kansas Forest Service or your local county extension office. Marlene M. Frericks, age 68, of Holmesville, passed away on Saturday. Funeral service is planned Friday, 10 a.m., St. John's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial, the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation, Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Marlene Frericks. Herman Fred Neutsch, age 95, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Haddam City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Herman Neutsch. Mona E. Anderson, age 95, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mona Anderson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, meatloaf, Baby Bakers, corn, whole wheat bread, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, a Polish dog, mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, mixed veggies, whole wheat bread, and apple rings. Check of school and community calendar. Marysville Junior High Boys Basketball at Wamego this afternoon. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Thursday, we have this low pressure system bringing some showers and thunderstorms across the southern parts of the United States. To the north of that, we're still seeing some snow showers from Colorado, Kansas into Missouri. Otherwise, high pressure system across the central and upper parts of the Midwest bringing us dry weather, sunny skies for today all the way into Saturday. We do have another system that will move across the central parts of the Midwest as we head into Sunday, continuing into the early parts of next week, bringing some rain showers. Hours, then rain and snow behind it. Otherwise, temperatures pretty nice out there, especially as we head into the weekend. So looking at the forecast, we'll see clearing skies for today, high of 30. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper teens. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, mid-40s, and Saturday, mostly sunny. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-February, 48, record high on this date, 69 in 2016. The average low, 26, and the record low is 3 degrees in 2008. Sunset this evening, 6:08, sunrise in the morning at 7:13. A chilly 13 degrees with a wind chill factor in the single digits on a north-northeast wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 20th of February. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Changing the NFL playoff picture. Hello, everyone. Derek Dennis reporting on sports. The NFL could see some changes in its playoff structure under the current collective bargaining agreement proposal. It would expand the playoff field to 7 teams for each conference, and only the top seed in the AFC and NFC would receive a first-round bye. The regular season would be increased to 17 games per team and only 3 games for the preseason. The new playoff format would take effect for the 2020 season if the new CBA is passed, while the 17-game schedule wouldn't be installed until 2021. The proposal could be done sometime next week. And in college hoops, NC State was all over the number 6 Blue Devils.
Stanley puts it on the deck, pass to the top of the key, picked off by Johnson. Johnson in a breakaway, jams it.
The call on Learfield IMG College, NC State's 88-66 upset improves them to 17-9. Markel Johnson scored a career-high 28 points. This is ABC Sports. More college hoops, number 16 Seton Hall and number 21 Butler were tied at 72 with less than a second to play. But then this.
McKnight gets the basketball, looks around, throws it toward the rim. Mabugalashvili catches, fires, he hits, and Seton Hall wins it!
The call on Learfield IMG College, Seton Hall's Sandro Mabugalashvili hits the buzzer beater and tops Butler 74-72. The Pirates snap a 2-game losing streak. The Georgia Bulldogs move past number 13, Auburn.
Wheeler to the near side, underhands it softly to Edwards. He finds a spot on the floor. It drains! A 25-footer! three ball.
The call on Learfield IMG College. Anthony Edwards scored 18 points and led Georgia to a surprising 65-55 win over Auburn. Number 11 Louisville handled the Syracuse Orange.
Fresh Kimball heads over to the right, back to Waroff. Front left three by Jordan, right in the bottom.
The call on Learfield IMG College. Louisville's 90-66 beatdown snaps their two-game losing streak. Derek Dennis, ABC.
Thursday night wraps up regular season play for a handful of area teams, with Valley Heights at Blue Valley, Frankfort hosting Lynn, Axtalone to Centralia, and Hanover tipping off in a makeup game at Troy. Diller Odell girls advance to the sub-district finals at Fillmore Central in Geneva and tip off Thursday with Meridian at 7. Southern girls advance to the sub-district finals at Diller Odell and will face Freeman Thursday at 7. Friday night, Marysville entertains Chapman with the games live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. The Bulldogs host Concordia in makeup games Monday and will be home to Omega Tuesday, also live on KNDY.
When I saw you,
three of country music's biggest hitmakers are coming to Prairie Bend Casino and Resort. Roots and Boots, featuring Aaron Tippin, Sammy Kershaw, and Colin Ray, are live March 5th.
There ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
That's right, there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Get your tickets for Roots and Boots, featuring Aaron Tippin, Sammy Kershaw, and Colin Ray at prairieband.com/shows.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
Good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims, back with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Briefly, before we get to this morning's overnight round of trading, let's take a look at how yesterday's markets finished up as corn gives back their gains, finishing mostly lower. Wheat also closes with some losses. The beans do rebound yesterday to finish a bit higher, as does cotton, continuing their double-digit gain. Live cattle futures came back from midday losses and ended the session with a 10-30 cent gain. Feeder cattle futures continued the midday movement and rallied to a triple-digit gain after the Wednesday round of trading. Feeder cattle index was 10 cents lower to 141.10. Wholesale box beef prices were lower in the afternoon, further widening the spread, which is now at 381. Choice boxes were down at 56 cents, and select boxes were $1.97 lower. Hogs did post a bit of green yesterday as they saw quite a bit of gains. Now to this morning's numbers, we're seeing quite a bit of losses as March corn down 1.25 at 379 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat and the rest of the wheat complex as well, down 4.25 for March KC wheat at 475. 5.5, and the soybeans sharply lower. March beans down 4.75 at 892.5. The meal down 120 at 291.80, and even soy oil drops 8 points at 30.26. Cotton complex also in the red to start. March down 12 points at 68.36. Into the energy complex is when we start to see some gains this morning. However, natural gas is still fractionally lower currently for March, sitting at 195. March heating oil is slightly higher at 170, and March unleaded gas tacks on a penny this morning, now at 167. Crude oil also in the green. March slightly higher, up 16 at 53.45 a barrel. April climbs 35 cents at 53.84. Into the metals is February. Gold is down $4.50 an ounce at 16.03, but the summer months see gains. March silver is up a nickel at 18.37, and the dollar index starting this morning a bit higher, up 13 points at 99.73. Sam's back with your markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. 21 farm and ranch groups that represent millions of U.S. farmers and ranchers launched Farmers for a Sustainable Future. It's a new coalition committed to environmental and economic sustainability. The coalition will serve as a primary resource for lawmakers and policymakers as they consider climate policies. One important task for the new coalition is to share with elected officials, the media, and the public U.S. agriculture's commitment to sustainability and the incredible strides they've already made to reduce agricultural and environmental footprint. As policy proposals are developed and considered, the goal is for the coalition and its guiding principles to serve as a foundation to ensure the adoption of meaningful and constructive policies and programs affecting agriculture. Those guiding principles include calling for policies that support science-based research, voluntary incentive-based conservation programs, investment in infrastructure, and solutions that ensure vibrant rural communities and a healthy planet. The coalition says farmers and ranchers are committed stewards of the land, leading the way in climate-smart farming by promoting soil health, conserving water, enhancing wildlife, using nutrients efficiently, and caring for their animals. And USDA reminding producers interested in the Conservation Reserve program that sign-up deadline is February 28th. The sign-up available to farmers and private landowners who are either enrolling for the first time or re-enrolling for another 10 to 15-year term. Farmers and ranchers who enroll in the program get yearly rental payments for voluntarily establishing long-term resource-conserving plant species, such as approved grasses or trees, which can control soil erosion, improve water quality, and develop wildlife habitat on marginally productive ag land. The CRP has 22 million acres currently enrolled, but the 2018 Farm Bill lifted that cap to 27 million, and it's marking its 35th anniversary. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. The five fatal marketing flaws. We've heard three of them so far. We'll get to the fourth and fifth after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation. Foundation is here to help.
My guest this week has been Angie Setzer. She is the goddess of grain on Twitter, and she also has a blog called The Business End of Farming. She's a grain buyer for Citizens Elevator Company in Michigan, and she talks to a lot of farmers all around the world pretty much on a daily basis. Her five fatal marketing flaws that she has seen over the years include, number one, it is always somebody else's fault. Number two, poor planning produces poor performance. Number three, sweet emotion. Number four, analysis paralysis. Yeah, that's the one that Angie will tell us about today.
Yeah, and so I've seen it plenty of times where people really just get bogged down with all of the information. And it's far more of a prevalent issue now than what it ever was when I started 15 years ago. You know, when I started 15 years ago, you know, to be honest, the internet was still somewhat new in a lot of the rural areas that we are working in. And you know, the farmer, you know, I started sending out a newsletter via fax because the fax machine was your form of communication. And now we have, you know, every piece of information we could ever need in the palm of our hand via a smartphone. And so I've seen a lot of folks really just get to where they're spending so much time focusing on all of the news stories and what they can mean and all of that noise, they forget that the forest even exists, is what I really said. You're focusing so much on the trees, you're forgetting the forest is even there. And so they're not necessarily paying attention to what the big picture is and where the market is moving or when these opportunities are presenting themselves. They're spending more time, you know, paying attention to the little pieces of information that may give a day-to-day reaction. So a lot of times what I'll see take place there is with those folks is that they're waiting for a clear sign. And the problem is they're overwhelming themselves with so many pieces of information, there will never be clarity. And so it really is one of those things where sometimes to take a step back and really just kind of focus on the big moving pieces is more important for a farmer marketer than anything else.
And all of the information in the world, as you point out, doesn't change the fact that it's still the biggest influence is supply and demand.
Exactly. And that's really what, you know, as a farmer, you need to look at is every single tiny piece of information you have goes back to how does this influence demand?
Back after this.
Cattlemen, this is Jay Boyer inviting you to the 29th annual Boyer Limousine and Limb Collect Sale Sunday, March 8th. I'd also like to invite you to check out the bulls at the preview Saturday afternoon. We really like this year's group and are excited to offer them to you. Visit our webpage, jayboyercattle.com, for a video catalog or call 696-4410 for questions. The 29th annual Boyer Limousine Sale Sunday, March 8th, beginning at 1, 3 miles east of Barnston.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday sale day, Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Start time for the cows, 11 a.m. They're expecting well over 1,600 head of cattle, including a bucket calf, 10 black one-month-old calves, 10 black bulls and heifers weigh 300 pounds, 5 black heiferettes, 7 5- to 6-month-bred cows running age, 15 red and white-faced steers and heifers weigh 4 to 5, 10 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 15 mixed heifers 5 to 6, 25 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 650, 34 weighing at 5 to 7. 54 Charlotte Cross steers and heifers 5 to 8, 8 black steers and heifers 550 to 6.5, 12 red steers 5.5 to 650, 25 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 675, 13 weighing 6 to 7, 18 black and red steers 6 to 750, 54 black and red steers and heifers weigh 6 to 775, 80 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8, 82 black and white faced steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8, 30 black steers and heifers 6 to 8, 36 at 6 to 8, 185 at 6 to 8 and a quarter, 180 black steers and heifers 6 to 8, 50, 7 black heifers 6 and a quarter to 675, 17 black steers and heifers 6 to 25 to 825, 25 weighing 6 to 25 to 825, 35 black heifers 650 to 750, 22 black steers and heifers 650 to 8, 29 650 to 8, 45 weighing 650 to 8, 47 weighing 7 to 8 and a quarter, and 58 weighing in at 7 to 850. 9 black steers never 7 to 850, 15 black steers never 7 to 9, 25 black and Charlie steers never 7 to 9, 13 black steers 7 to 9, 23 black steers never 7 to 9, 18 black steers never 7 to 9, 9 black and red heifer 750 to 775, 23 black heifer 750 to 8, 18 mixed steers 750 to 8, 92 black steers and heifers weigh 750 to 9 with 70 weighing at 750 to 9, 29 black steers 750 to 8 and a quarter, 10 black heifers 8 to 8 and a quarter, 15 black steers 8 to 8 and a quarter, 30 black heifers 8 to 850, and 40 mixed steers and heifers weigh 8 to 9. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:31 from KNDY, sunshine but chilly at 13 degrees with a wind chill in the single digits on a northeast wind at around 5 miles an hour. Highs today only around the freezing mark. Warm up ahead into the weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. David Moretti scored 18 points, including a three-pointer right after Cartier Diarra missed an easy breakaway dunk that would have tied the score midway through the second half. And Texas Tech beat Kansas State 69-62. Texas Tech kept sole possession of third place in the Big 12, a game ahead of number 17 West Virginia. Xavier Sneed had 15 points for the last place Wildcats. Kansas State's six-game losing streak is its longest since 2000. Devontae Graham has gone from a part-time G League player a season ago to a leading candidate for the NBA's Most Improved Player Award. The Charlotte Hornets' second-year guard is averaging 18.1 points and 7.8 assists while playing 35 minutes per game. That's a dramatic improvement over last year's rookie season when he averaged 4.7 points and 2.6 assists in 14 minutes per game playing. Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, wear lavender Saturday, February 22nd as K-State hosts Texas in the annual throwback game. This year, we attempt to fill Bramlage with lavender, so make sure to pick out your best lavender tee or jersey. Tickets start at less than $20 with a $75 Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve yours today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Tip-off is set for 1 p.m. Saturday, February 22nd. Cheer on your Cats against the Longhorns. Wear lavender. Go Cats!
Thursday night wraps up regular season play for a handful of area teams with Valley Heights at Blue Valley, Frankfort hosting Lynn, Axtell on to Centralia, and Hanover tipping off in a makeup game at Troy. Diller Odell girls advance to the sub-district finals at Fillmore Central in Geneva and tip off Thursday with Meridian at 7. Southern girls advance to the sub-district finals at Diller Odell and will face Freeman Thursday at 7. Friday night, Marysville entertains Chapman with the games live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. The Bulldogs host Concordia in makeup games Monday and will be home to Omega Tuesday, also live on KNDY. 1A regional basketball pairings were released Wednesday. In the Frankfort boys 1A regional, Washington County's top seed and draws a first-round bye, with second seed Blue Valley hosting St. Xavier Monday. Third seed Frankfurt entertains Wakefield, and the 4-5 seeds Hanover and Axe will tip off at 7, with coverage live on KNDY FM 95.5. Girls play begins Tuesday with top seed Hanover and second seed Frankfurt receiving byes. Axtell tips off at third seed Wakefield Tuesday, and fourth seed Washington County will host Blue Valley live on FM 95.5. First round winners advance to boys semifinals Thursday, girls Friday at Frankfurt, with the final Saturday, all broadcast live on KNDY. Top two teams from each regional advance to the following week's substates. Centralia teams are in the Valley Falls Regional. The boys are second seed, hosting Onega Monday. Girls are third seed, hosting Valley Falls Tuesday. Lynn teams are in the Lincoln Regional, with the fifth seed boys at Lincoln Monday evening. Sixth seed girls travel to Southern Cloud Tuesday. Pairings posted on the KSHSAA website, with a link on our KNDY website as well. Diller O'Dell boys open first-round play in Class D2-1 on Tuesday versus Lewiston at Pawnee City at 7:30. Southern boys open first-round play in Class D1-1 Tuesday versus Weeping Water at Johnson-Brock with tip-off at 7:45.
If you've ever heard something described as light as a cloud, you might have wondered, as we did, just how light is a cloud? The answer today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy